Can I trust the Bible? Before you build your life on a book, you're allowed to ask if the book is solid. Here's the evidence, you check it. The question you're not supposed to ask, ask it anyway. Somewhere along the way, a lot of young Christians pick up the idea that asking, "How do I know the Bible is trustworthy?" is a lack of faith. It isn't. It's Acts 17 verse 11. The Bereans were called noble precisely because they checked. So let's check. The claim you'll hear from a classmate, a YouTube video, or a well-meaning uncle usually sounds like this. The Bible was copied and recopied for centuries. It's been changed so many times nobody knows what it originally said. That's a testable claim. So let's test it. How historians test any ancient book. Here's something most people never learn. No original manuscript of any ancient book exists. Not Plato. Not Julius Caesar. Not Homer. Everything ancient survives as copies of copies. So historians ask two questions of every ancient text. How many copies survive? And how close in time are they to the original? More copies, written earlier, means you can cross-check them against each other and reconstruct the original with confidence. Now watch what happens when you apply that standard, the same standard used for every other ancient book, to the New Testament. 5. 800 plus. Greek New Testament manuscripts. Plus tens of thousands more in Latin, Syriac, Coptic, and other languages. 1,900. Manuscripts of Homer's Iliad. The runner-up, most ancient works survive in fewer than 20 copies. 40 years. Gap for the earliest fragment. P52, a piece of John's Gospel, is dated to the first half of the 2nd century. For comparison, the earliest substantial copies of Caesar's Gallic Wars come roughly 900 years after he wrote them. Nobody doubts Caesar. The New Testament is in a different league entirely. Meet the actual objects. These aren't theories. They're physical things sitting in public institutions, most of them photographed online. Here's who they are, where they live, and why each one matters. Papyrus P52, a credit card-sized fragment of John's Gospel, copied C, AD 125 to 175, John Ryland's Library, Manchester, UK. Contains John 18 verses 31 to 33 and 37 to 38, Jesus before Pilate, in Greek, on both sides of a page from a codex. Why this counts? John wrote around AD 85 to 95 in Ephesus. This copy was circulating in Egypt within roughly a generation. For an ancient text, that's practically a same-day copy, and it proves John's gospel was spreading across the Mediterranean while people who knew the eyewitnesses still lived. The Great Isaiah Scroll, a complete 7-meter scroll of Isaiah, copied C, 125 BC Shrine of the Book, Israel Museum, Jerusalem. All 66 chapters of Isaiah, in Hebrew, found in Cave 1 at Qumran in 1947. Digitized, so you can scroll through it online tonight. Why this counts. It is over 1,000 years older than our previously oldest Hebrew copy, which lets us directly measure what a millennium of copying changed. Answer, essentially nothing. This single object is why the corrupted over centuries theory collapsed. Codex Sinaiticus, the oldest complete New Testament in existence, copied C, AD 350, British Library, London, portions in Leipzig, Sinai, and St. Petersburg. A monumental Bible, handwritten in Greek, containing the entire New Testament plus much of the Old, discovered at St. Catherine's Monastery, Sinai. Fully photographed at codexesinaiticas.org. Why this counts. It shows the complete New Testament, the same 27 books, standing whole within 3 centuries of the events, and anyone with a browser can compare it against the Bible on their shelf. No secrets, no locked vaults. The evidence is public. The day that it was changed, theory died in a cave. For centuries, skeptics had one seemingly strong card, our oldest complete Hebrew Old Testament, the Leningrad Codex, was copied around AD 1008. That's a long way from the prophets. Plenty of time for the text to drift, right? Then, in 1947, a shepherd boy near the Dead Sea threw a rock into a cave and heard pottery break. 1947, a Bedouin shepherd stumbles onto jars of ancient scrolls in caves at Qumran, near the Dead Sea. 125 BC. The date of the great Isaiah scroll found inside, a complete copy of Isaiah, over 1,000 years older than our previous oldest copy. 1,000+ years. The gap the scrolls let us test. Compare Isaiah copied 125 BC with Isaiah copied AD 1008, and the text is essentially the same. Read that again. We can now directly measure what 1,000 years of copying did to the book of Isaiah. The answer, almost nothing. Spelling differences, small variations, and a text so stable that the great, it was corrupted over time, theory quietly died in that cave. The one time we got to test 1,000 years of copying, the text held. Okay, but honestly, are there differences between manuscripts? Yes, and you deserve the honest version, because someone will quote you the scary number. Across all those thousands of manuscripts, there are hundreds of thousands of variants, places where copies differ. Sounds devastating until you look at what they are. The overwhelming majority are spelling differences, word order flips, Greek word order is flexible, or an obvious slip of a tired copyist's pen. The tiny remainder that genuinely affect a sentence's meaning are printed in the footnotes of your Bible. That's what those little notes, like some manuscripts read, are. Think about what that means. The evidence is so public that the debates happen in your Bible's own margins. No central authority ever controlled all those manuscripts scattered across 3 continents, which is exactly why nobody could have secretly rewritten them all. Greek, graph. Writing scripture. When Paul says all scripture is God-breathed, 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, the word is graph, the written text itself, which is why Christians have always cared so fiercely about copying it accurately. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. Paul's claim about what scripture is and the reason accuracy mattered so much to the people copying it. Isaiah 40 verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever, written in the very scroll that survived the 1,000-year test. What this step settles and what it doesn't. Be precise about what the evidence shows. The manuscripts prove the Bible you hold says what the original authors wrote, transmitted more faithfully than any other ancient text on earth. That's history, and it's solid. What the manuscripts alone don't prove is that what those authors wrote is true. That's the next question, and it has its own evidence. Source: the John Rylands Library, Manchester, Papyrus P52, John 18, dated C. AD 125-175. Source: the Israel Museum, Jerusalem, the Great Isaiah Scroll, 1 Kisa, C. 125 BC, viewable online. Source: F.F. Bruce, The New Testament Documents, Are They Reliable? Source: Daniel B. Wallace, Center for the Study of New Testament Manuscripts, csntm.org, photographs of the actual manuscripts. Examine for yourself. Don't take this article's word for it either. That would miss the whole point. The Isaiah scroll is photographed online. P52 is in a public library. Look at them. Read the passages above in full and bring your questions to your church. The evidence can handle your honesty.